Welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from 20 years ago and before, so you don't have to. And we're here today with Jeanette.
Hi.
Angus.
Hello.
Baylor.
Hi.
Mackenzie.
Bright light.
Lisa.
I think that's what
have you got that right?
Yeah, I think I do. Well, we'll find out.
And Cassandra.
I do not have a sound effect for this bit, sorry.
Okay, and today we're watching Gremlins from 1984.
Oh, God.
Why on earth are we watching Gremlins, Baylor?
It's a cult classic.
Cult classic.
Literally, we are the cult TV club. Why are you asking this question?
So this is a movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
My stepdad actually got me into watching it. He showed my sister and I one Christmas and was like, "You don't know what Christmas movie is." Something edgy like that.
Yeah.
I think it was his favourite Christmas film. I don't know. I can't remember. It's been a hot minute. But yeah, he introduced it and Jazz, my little sister, loved it for the longest time. She was constantly called a gremlin as well. There you go.
I was recently called a gremlin growing up as well, but I never had the context for it, really.
I used to call you a gremlin and I had no context for it.
When my sister was a kid, so she was born in 83, so everyone used to call her Gizmo when she was little because she was just a little cutie, and I used to call her a gremlin because I knew the truth.
Amazing.
So this movie scared me a little bit because I was quite young when I watched it, and it was a little bit unnerving.
When would you watch it? In cinema or on TV?
TV. We would have been recorded onto beta.
So we would have been like 7, 8 years old?
6, 7? Yeah. But I did actually have the read-along tape of Gremlins. My sister had Rainbow Bright and I had Gremlins, which I think that was setting the scene for what they knew was going to be in my future, just being weird. And who buys their six-year-old kid the read-along storybook of Gremlins, you know? Does anyone remember, you guys might be a bit too young, that was the one where you go, you know when it's time to turn the page, when you hear the chimes ring.
I used to have that Puff the Magic Dragon.
I've got a couple of those around. Just because...
Was it for, like, the record player?
This is the tape.
Oh, I used to have the record.
Oh, sorry. You're more retro than me.
Really trendy.
I used to play in my Cabbage Patch Doll tape player.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of that game. There was a game on DVD, a horror game.
I had that. And we had the three. There was the original one, and then they had expansion packs.
Do you know what it was called? What was it
Nightmare.
Called? Nightmare.
Oh. And it was Atmosphere.
Yes. Atmosphere. Yes.
Yeah, and it was on. We had it on video, and then the second one was called Zombie, and that was the best one, but it used to go really fast. You had to keep up.
Nightmare's and definitely better.
And third one was called Witch, and that wasn't as good. But yeah, we used to play Zombie one a lot.
I was about to say, speaking of Cabbage Patch, my mom used to buy my sister clothing from the Cabbage Patch because she was so small. Very, very cheap way to clothe your children.
Quality was probably better in some respects compared to today's clothes too. I haven't watched this movie in a long time because it kind of traumatized me as a child, but we used to watch the second one a lot because that was a lot more funny than scary.
Yeah, apparently there was a push for the second one in the cult TV club, and I shut that down.
maybe we can pick that up depending on... I'm going to say if Kenzie enjoys this, I'll have to find the second one and show it to us. But yeah, we'll see.
That's your prerogative. I'm doing that here.
I did explain the three rules to her today as well, so but they'll explain it in the movie
as well. I'm not sure why I'm remembering this, but you know How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
There were on point, Barney Stinson's rules for taking a girl to his bedroom were the same as the rules for Gremlins.
Don't feed them after midnight and don't let them get wet.
Yeah, as in don't let them have a shower in your house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm not sure why I remembered that, but I did. I'm sorry.
The bright light one probably makes most sense, but yeah.
Jeanette, have you ever seen Gremlins before?
No.
You've never seen it?
Do you know anything about it? What do you know about it?
It's... got gremlins in it.
Okay, that's not good. Okay, so... Okay, Angus, have you ever seen it?
No. Gremlins is the one where you... Yeah. My knowledge about it is sketchy at
Does
best.
Anyone want to... I was trying to explain to Kenzie the history of Gremlins.
Is this one
Mogwai as well? Yes, that's the one. That was the name of the gizmo... Mogwai. Gizmo that's was a Mogwai, yeah.
And then when you get them, where they turn into gremlins, or you...
Do we not...
How about we watch this
Yeah,
movie?
I was going to say, maybe we'll keep it... Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's the general...
And the main character is dead all along.
If you were to just read the casing, what would the plot say?
Billy's dad...
I'm pretty sure it says, don't feed them after dark. Yeah. Show after this midnight. Video to... Yeah, after midnight. And have a happy Christmas or something like that is what it used to say on the CD case. So Billy's dad goes to some weird store in Chinatown... Ends up buying
from Mr. Morozaki, is that right?
I don't remember the name, but they
Morozaki's a Japanese name, so I'm guessing no.
They parodied it in a Simpsons episode. It's like, would you like a frugate?
Is it the same guy as the Karate Kid?
No, that's a very hasty stereotype, I'm sorry.
No, I just thought it was the same guy.
No, I don't think it is. But yeah, Pat Morita did play every Asian guy in Hollywood around that time, so it is a fair assumption to make. I might be wrong, we might watch it and you'll be like, in your face!
That doesn't sound like me.
So he brings home this little beautiful fluffy thing and he breaks the rules and havoc ensues in the small little town that he lives in. Did I do a good job of
summing it up? Yeah, that covers it,
I presume so, yeah.
It's also one of the classic 80s kids films, or family films from the era, so pretty much everybody, maybe everybody who was around in the 80s would have fond memories of it, but I don't because I'm not that old. I'm just old enough that it's like a thing people talked about, but I didn't actually see it.
You are older than me.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have the I'm not that old.
I'm not that old to be in the right age group where it's part of my childhood nostalgia, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a weird film because the first half is sort of a bit scary and frightening and the latter half is sort of slapstick comedy almost.
Is it though?
Oh, no.
Maybe you're mixing up with the second film.
You don't
film.
Think it's slapstick? No, maybe that's the second film.
No, I mean, none of it's scary.
Okay, all right.
It's really not built up.
I was like 6, 7 years old when I watched it.
You were a baby.
I was, I was a lot younger than Mackenzie and, she probably would have told me to, like, chill out, man, you're being ridiculous. Like, this is a good movie.
Okay, so I guess we'll get on and watch it and see what people think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get the theme music stuck in your head for the next few days as well.
Okay.
I mean,
we're about to play that right now.
Why would you need to when I'm just singing it?
Okay, could you continue then?
I'm done, it's done.
Plot from A to B.
Okay, so we just watched Gremlin from 1984. Jeanette, what did you think of that?
It was fun.
Angus, so you haven't watched this before. What did you think?
Getting high expectations for what kind of song gets stuck in my head.
Did they not play that song through the whole movie, though?
I think they played it at the end credits. That was the first time I noticed.
Oh, no, there were several times they played that song.
I think I've seen the exact same story and plot played out in a zombie apocalypse movie. I think it was a zombie apocalypse movie without the zombies.
Did the zombies fall into water and multiply, or...?
Well, they multiplied when they attacked and killed more people, which this movie had more death in it than I was expecting.
Because how many people actually died, though?
I think about 2 or 3.
Oh, okay, the woman with the little staircase. And then
the two cops, there was the two people.
Oh, did the cops die, did they?
I presume so. The scientist at the school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The guy that...
At the post box?
Yes.
Very probably in the post box.
The guy also that was saying, there's gremlins in the tractor. Yeah. He and his wife both died.
Are they both... No, because they're both in the sequel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm like going, they didn't die, because I know they're in the sequel.
Okay. I presume the person in the Santa costume did. It was
I was just amazed at how brutal it all was.
It very quickly turned brutal.
So you can understand as a 6-year-old. I think how many times I turn around during that movie and go, I was 6 years old, man.
It's a zombie movie. Without the zombies.
Mackenzie, what did you think of it? Did you like that? Or?
It was really good.
You enjoyed it? Yeah. What do you think of the best bits?
My favourite bits are probably like when Gizmo's like really sad, and then like the violent bits as well.
Yeah. So the cute bits and the violent bits.
Lisa, you're looking a very, very cute, a very, very cruel daughter.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was just amazed at how violent the housewife was. I mean,
she took out about two or three. Yeah, she just smashed them, man. Yeah. She had no hesitation.
She stabbed one to death, and then she put one in the blender, microwaved another one.
I still flinch if I have to kill a cockroach.
Again, these Americans we're talking about here.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah.
Decapitated one with a sword.
Yeah.
So what did you think about the special effects? They were...
I didn't see any special effects, but if it's the 1980s, I would think that it's really bad.
Well, they weren't real creatures, so there must have been special effects.
Everything could be puppets.
Yeah, that's it. That's practical effects.
So nowadays it's more like digital. That's what people assume is special effects. This is all practical tangible. Effects. Yeah, practical effects.
In some Doctor Who episodes, it's like special effects are like really bad.
Yeah. But what did you think in comparison to like this?
Yeah, physical effects are much better.
Yeah.
They age better, don't they?
Yeah, they're
better. They tend to. But digital effects now are better now.
Like, there was a few times when there were like the hordes of the gremlins running down the street or running through the buildings. You kind of go,
they were using. It looked like they were using stop motion, which was quite popular at the time.
Yeah, and so that would have been stop motion the way it was done. Yeah. But yeah, the zombie apocalypse running down the street was a good shot.
Yeah. There was so much from my childhood in that movie as well. Like, I got so excited when he came out in the Barbie car, and I'm like, I had that Barbie car!
You can see how bits of that movie were then taken on and used in other movies endlessly.
Yeah.
And I do wonder whether they actually used, they did a homage to other movies, like you said, zombie movies and things like that, in this movie as well. They used a lot of influences when they created it.
Yeah. Actually, it reminded me of the second Alien vs. Predator movie.
The second Alien vs. Predator.
Because they're in a small town in the middle of nowhere and the aliens start spreading. And there's the one Mogwai in this instance, but the one Predator in that movie who's helping fight the aliens back. Wait, no, that isn't... Oh, no, that is the second AVP. I can't remember how they nuke the town. That's right.
Well, Stranger Things is... Definitely the small town.
Definitely. And I mean, Stranger Things takes so much from 80s movies anyway. Yeah. So it's really does.
Set in the 80s, it's homage to
Spielberg's kind of like your classic sci-fi kind of guy. Yeah. Like, even his books are very.
Was he E.T.?
Yes.
He was also First Contact, I think it was.
No, it was Eternal Sunshine. Those Encounters of the Third Kind. I'm not sure why they went to Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah, I think the last time I even thought about this movie was when watching Harry Potter, watching the Cornish pixie scene.
Oh.
And I thought, oh my God, there you go. There's straight up gremlins.
Chris Columbus wrote this? Did I see his name in the intro?
Yes, his name was in the intro. I think he wrote it, so there's your...
There's definitely a link
Harry
there.
Harry Potter. Mm. Yes.
Because he directed the first two movies?
I think it was the first two.
Yeah, the first two. Yeah.
I know it was definitely the first few. Yeah. I thought it was more than that, but I don't know.
Now they jumped for the third movie, which is when all the uniforms started being untucked and were more...
I don't know how to pronounce Alfonso Cuarón.
So we seem to have an answer about whether it's sort of, you know, people these days or kids these days would like that movie.
Yeah.
Mackenzie really liked it. So.
She's been talking all day about how she's looking forward to watching this movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a movie that seriously traumatised me as a kid. Like,
when you were six or ten.
But there was definitely an age difference and stuff that she's watched compared to stuff I watched at that age.
There's definitely a generational difference in terms of media.
But I could watch Ghostbusters and had no effect, but then Gremlins.
You grew up in the 80s, right? So it is not uncommon for people to get traumatized by the weirdest stuff from the 80s.
Yeah,
like there was a person that posted up that I was reading, and they basically were a lesbian and came out to their parents because they were absolutely terrified of David Bowie's crotch bulge in the Labyrinth. They would have nightmares about it. And they were like, yeah, I'm gay. And their parents were like, we know.
Yeah. I'd have dreams about his crotch bulge, but...
Different types of dreams that obviously that person was having. So, what kind of magic spell to use?
Well, now we know what you were focused on when we watched that together.
That was never the focus when I was a kid. But then when when we were adults, it was like between me, my sister, and my next door neighbour, because we used to all watch it over and over again. And then it was just like, yeah, now let's be serious, like the crotch bulge. And then we realised it was actually a thing, like people were actually talking about it. Speaking of 80s childhood trauma, one of the movies that gave me the most trauma from my childhood was Neverending Story.
Oh yes, with the horse.
The Swamp of Sadness. And then the first time I introduced it to Mackenzie, I forgot how much that impacted me. And then I'm watching that scene, and you know that thing like with Gremlins where you're going, oh, it wasn't that bad. It was because you were a child and all the rest of it. And then I'm watching it as an adult, and I'm bawling my eyes out. And she's just sitting there going, what's going on? Like, and I'm sorry, I made you watch this. I can't cope with this.
And I remember being distraught at that scene as well.
Cassandra, you had a story something that traumatized you in the end.
No, I was just mentioning the fact that I've just heard stories about people being traumatized by TV idents. Like, people get scared by the weirdest stuff.
TV idents?
Yeah, because what's
that TV ident?
As in, like, the production logo. So, like, you're watching a
production logo?
Yeah.
Like the Thames logo coming up or something.
No. It's like, one of them in US especially, it's just a thing that comes at you at the screen and it just has weird... Especially the ones in the 70s and 80s had weird sound accounts. And so it's end up being bleeps and bloops and a thing comes at you. And if you're, like, 5 years old, it's the most terrifying thing in the universe.
Well, that used to be shown in 3D.
So there was some that was like the snake lunging at you or like the beams.
But no, this is just like a reduction logo. Like,
Someone
referred to the Viacom logo as the V of Doom.
Well, like that TX, is it THX? I've not told the story a lot, but I think when I was really young, I remember watching, is it Kenny Everett show? It was just something really mediocre. Like, I just remember he was sitting at a desk and he was talking to the camera.
Yeah.
And for some reason in my head, I thought he was talking to me and it freaked me out. And I had this whole like existential crisis. And I was like, I was watching it in the lounge room by myself and then I started crying and freaking out. And I remember telling, this guy, and they're like, it's okay, Kenny Everett wasn't talking directly to you, it's fine. But when you're in that moment as a child, it's like...
It's
especially weird when they do a full face, the camera.
And they're talking straight to the audience.
It's a close-in.
Yes!
Play school must have been traumatizing. All of play school is adults talking to kids.
Understand why it was that specific. I don't even remember the way he must have said it or something he must have done. Said, you know, even if it was something like, oh, for you people out there in TV land, it's like, I don't know, but it was something. Because, nothing else like that has ever impacted me. But,
Have you ever considered that you're not the main character?
When I was young. Now I know I'm not, but maybe when I was young, I don't know. But,
You were never the main character.
I've never been the main character.
Wow, Kenzie.
I know. If I was the main character, people would stop watching by now.
Yeah, there's never like having children to make you realise you're not the main character.
I'm not the main character either. We're both the side characters.
Yes. Side quest.
Wait, there's a lot less pressure on you that way.
Yeah.
Who's the main character then?
I'm not sure.
We're trying to find them, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're off on another quest.
Yeah.
They're in another castle.
We're going to become a main character if we find them.
I think the best modern insult is if you were to die right now, you'd drop white loot. Because on video games, so all the NPCs, the lowest levels.
Yeah. Have you watched Del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities?
No, Adrian's watched it.
It's big horror, but it includes one where the TV person talks directly at
them. Is that the one with the lotion?
And she goes crazy. Yeah, the lotion. Yeah.
We watched that one. Remember that one with that girl with the lotion?
Yeah, but then
she keeps on buying the lotion.
I wasn't watching
TV.
It because the girl in that is Kate Micucci, who's in Guff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I looked up what happens in the episode and I went, you shouldn't be watching this. This is horror. Like, this is scary.
Super horror,
Yeah.
But her acting was so good.
She's a really good actress, She's in a comedy duo as well, Garfunkel and Oates, so totally recommend that, but she's actually a really good actor.
But yeah, so I haven't seen that show, but I've seen a little bit of that episode.
A little bit too much of that episode.
So, Viola, did this hold up to the way you remember it?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. How long is it since you'd last seen it?
I don't know. So maybe 10 years?
Oh.
Maybe more? I reckon I was a teenager. So probably, like, oh God, 15 years ago maybe? But it's still really good, still really fun. I mean, a lot of these sorts of movies
hold up. See, I think that's the scariest thing that Mackenzie's heard tonight.
Yeah, it was scary for me to say, don't worry. But yeah, these sorts of movies are, like, just bread and butter of amazing Christmases. Because there's Love Actually, which is also fantastic to watch.
Still never seen
There's
that.
Home Alone, which is a great one to watch.
Yeah, Home Alone.
Die Hard's a good one as well. But, like, all these sorts
Wiggles
of...
Christmas Carol. So I thought I'd just put that one down.
Yeah. Well, we were Maybe talking about Wiggles. All the different Christmas ones we've done in previous episodes.
Mm. Even Casper and Flubber, things like that that came out around this time, I think those movies still hold up. Flubber's got the best animation of that time.
Yeah, Flubber is a remake of Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I've got an emoji for this.
An emoji? What's the emoji?
You're ready to rate the episode.
The devil.
The devil.
Oh, the smiling
emoji. The smiling emoji.
Oh, yes.
The smiling devil. Purple emoji.
Yeah. So it's a purple smiley devil sort of emoji.
It's just very gremlin-like, isn't it?
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, if I could pick two, I'd pick two completely different ones. Yeah. One for
Gizmo
and one for the gremlin. I picked the gremlin.
Yeah. Well, Gizmo is very, very Grogu. Even the way they carry him in the bag, it's very like Grogu.
Yes, yes. It's where they got
intentionally designed to get some merchandise.
Yes.
Yes. Didn't they used to have them on suction caps on and cars and stuff like Garfield? And
Meanwhile, food on this one's going to be annoyingly tricky because it's got those warm family feels early on and then very quickly turns sour.
So you wouldn't say a gremlin cooked in the microwave on high?
No. I was thinking more like a glass of milk left out for Santa, but you don't know if the timeline on the milk is a bit questionable,
Sorry, are you saying... Maybe it's old milk, maybe it's not.
Yeah. Where it's like, you've got the milk placed in front of you and you go, I don't know if this is the milk from the table from last night or if this is a separate glass poured today.
And then it just starts bubbling and the hand comes out and then grabs you.
Yeah. It's a trap.
I don't know. The movie triggered my horror of Muppet parties. I have a universal horror of Muppet parties. So whenever I see one, I just no. My brain seizes up.
I didn't need to know what this Muppet party is. Is this like a fairy thing or
No. It's Muppets. Muppets throwing things at each other creating chaos.
Yeah.
And the Ewoks at the end of the Star
last
Wars
scene
movie
of Labyrinth when they remade it. The
They remade it with a Muppet party at the end. And I went, no, why did you do this to my film?
Wasn't Jim Henson, surprisingly?
Yeah.
But everything with that kind of puppetry was Jim Henson.
Yeah, I think it's just a different kind of puppetry to what he was doing anyway.
Yeah, so it probably is.
Okay, so we have the food. Any last words?
So do you want to watch the second one?
Yes.
Are we watching the second one? Oh my God.
Is that also a Christmas movie?
Laura, is the second one worth watching?
I think it is a Christmas movie, but it's in New York.
And
it's more comedy than horror.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going off to watch that now, are we?
Well, we might try and do it. I don't know. I think this kid wants to go to bed. So
and we'll have it edited by next Christmas. How great.
I did see recently that it came up on my stories when we watched the last Christmas podcast recording, which was the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah, I remember.
I live storied it on my Facebook because I'm a Luddite and I've gone off of Instagram and Snapchat and all of the other stuff, and I'm not cool enough to get onto TikTok apparently. I got to the stage where I think we got about 3/4 of the way through and I went, I can't even hate watch this anymore. I'm just so done.
It was bad.
It was bad, but I've told people that we watched it and they're like, that is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mythological show, isn't it, you know?
It's shocking.
Infamous.
Absolutely shocking.
Legendary.
Reputation precedes it.
Okay, so I guess that's it. The Cult TV Club for tonight.
And for the year, pretty much.
Yeah.
And
for the year. The end of 2024.
Annoying year.
And we'll be back in...
yes. Well, a shattered leg would do that for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a few stuff I got to miss out on because I got COVID 1 week and I couldn't walk for 6 weeks. That didn't help. And Donald Trump got re-elected. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And at least you didn't watch a buttload of Christmas Hallmark movies.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
this was never going to let me down.
Guess what my husband put on the other night? He was going to put something on. I think the three of us were doing something, and he put I'm just going to put anything on. Yeah. Irish Wish with Lindsay Lohan, the Christmas movie, and I'm like,
oh my God, that movie is so good. I'm sorry, Lindsay Lohan is making a resurgence.
She is.
A whole heap of Christmas movies at the moment. They're like Christmas romance feel good movies, and she is great, and I will fight anyone that doesn't like her.
And yet I watched the Christmas movies and you guys made fun of me, but you know, Irish Wish.
I think it was
you and my husband
are watching Irish Wish. I'm here for it. Your husband has got great taste.
You guys are going to have to 1v1.
Okay, I'm going to marry Adrian. You can call me Mum now.
Yeah.
You guys never see the dude, and you always take his side. This is not fair.
That's our job. That's our job. Yeah. We need to keep you in place.
Fight.
No, I'm not going to fight your mum. I'm actually going to steal your mother from Adrian, and then you'll have two mums instead.
Oh, that sounds cute. Yeah.
So some of us will return next year. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, your thoughts if Bella and I become your mums?
Yeah, ready for it.
She's like, I don't even need you in the occasion. I'm going to be my mum.
I'm going to have a
bang
mum.
Oh, yes.
Slay. So I'll be mum and she'll be slay queen.
We're going to have to put a disclaimer at the beginning of this episode for Adrian not to watch.
This will be predicting the future.
As I said, some of us will be back next year. And we'll see you with the Cult TV
Club. No more redemptions. Are all our redemptions done?
I don't.
Yes.
Well, Justin never got round to...
He made it very clear from the beginning he didn't want to do redemptions.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, but you were going to give us Quantum Leap.
No, I don't know.
Maybe you will have another 6 years to see what
it
kind of...
It was too horrible.
See what kind of stuff we have over the next 6 years to see. We might have to redeem some stuff later. Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to bring in some horrible stuff everybody will hate. Hopefully intentionally, like I did with Lex. But we'll watch some horrible stuff, I'm sure.
Lex is
Mac
on
me,
Prime.
Mac and me.
Okay. Mac and me, guys. It's going to happen.
Mac and me.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Muppet Party for Justin.
Yay. Muppet Party.
No more Muppet
Party, please. I'm also glad you're going through my list of shows that are almost exactly 20 years old. I've already got my setup for next year planned.
Nice. I have no idea what I'm bringing to the party next year.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm bringing Kimber next year, but the other one is TBA.
Kimber.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. TBA. Was it
to be announced.
To be announced.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm
got the joke after I said it as well. Yeah. Both left on that one.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas. La 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 la.
That was the Cult TV Club.
Born on Christmas Day.